From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Diane Maggiapinto. A cascade of events last night brought down the NBA season. Utah Jazz center Rudy Gobert tested positive for COVID-19 moments before tip-off in Oklahoma City. The National Basketball Association quickly shut down the season. The Jazz and Thunder were quarantined until all players were tested. Breaking this morning, Jazz point guard Donovan Mitchell's test was positive for the virus, that according to ESPN, which says players from teams the Jazz have faced in the last 10 days were told to self-quarantine. ESPN also says pending results of the virus tests, officials will figure out how to get the team back to Utah. The Grand County Council met in Moab yesterday to consider banning large public gatherings because of coronavirus. From our Southeast News Bureau, Kate Gretzinger reports that the measure failed after local business owners and managers testified against it.
The emergency council meeting lasted almost 3 hours and drew a crowd that spilled out of the council chamber and down the hall. Among them were scores of angry business owners who said an event ban would send Moab's economy into a tailspin. Dan Mick owns a Jeep tour company. He spoke during the public comment period.
You want to put a sign on the bridge, go away? That's ridiculous. You are hurting people's incomes. You're hurting people's livelihoods.
A handful of events have already been canceled. Rex Holman is with Easter Jeep Safari, a 2-day event that brings thousands of people to Moab in April. He says they canceled their vendor expo out of concern that Grand County will still pass an event ban.
We just have a strong suspicion, knowing our local politicians, that they will in all probability find a way to pass it.
If Grand County does ban large events, it won't apply inside the city of Moab. According to Mayor Emily Niehaus, Moab has not yet considered banning events within city limits. Kate Gretzinger, KUER News.
The state Senate passed a bill yesterday that would urge Inland Port to pursue projects that avoid or minimize negative environmental impacts. Then they recalled it to make some technical changes. Democratic Senator Kathleen Reby says there's no legislation right now to prevent the port's construction.
People think that this is going to change the inland port being there or not being there. This bill helps to create some protections, and it actually is a move in the right direction.
But critics of the bill say it doesn't go far enough to require eco-friendly projects. The bill is still pending approval in the Senate. The Utah legislature has passed a package of legislation that changes how public education is funded. It would create a constitutional amendment to allow money earmarked for education to be spent to support children and people with disabilities. In exchange for giving up some money, $75 million for public education will be put into a new reserve fund, and there will be an increase in per pupil spending. The constitutional amendment still needs to be signed by the governor and approved by voters in the fall. And state lawmakers are trying to crack down on, quote, fringe gambling in the state. It's illegal. And yesterday, the House overwhelmingly passed a bill that bans machines that give users tokens or credits in return for the possibility of earning money. Supporters of the bill say these machines are unregulated, target low-income Utahns, and become the site of other crimes. The Senate has already passed the bill, but needs to vote on it again after the House amended the bill. A new report from the National Low-Income Housing Coalition shows it's really hard to find affordable housing in this region if you're very poor. Amanda Peacher reports.
The shortage of rental units for low-income people is particularly dire in Nevada, Utah, and Colorado. In Colorado, for example, there are only 30 rental units available for every 100 that are needed for people in the lowest income bracket. In Nevada, that number is just 17.
People living at that lower income level are oftentimes much more likely to be cost burdened.
That's Kathy Alderman with the Colorado Coalition for the Homeless. She says that means they're spending more than half of their income on rent,
which makes them much more vulnerable to potentially being evicted, displaced, or losing their housing.
Alderman points to rapid growth in her state and across the Mountain West as one reason for the affordable housing shortage. According to the report, our region is starting to see more housing availability for middle-income renters, but so far, that hasn't been true for people living in poverty. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Amanda Peacher.
And I'm Diane Maggiapinto, KUER News.